Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Gina, we have so much to talk about.
Lots of things happening out in these streets, Anne.
Yeah, one of the things in the streets, though, is your daughter is officially getting married this weekend. I think I confused people by saying Gina's daughter's getting married next weekend, and they thought it was last weekend. It's actually
this weekend.
You're leaving tomorrow.
Leaving tomorrow. We'll see how it all works out. I have no idea. Don't know.
You were just saying that because you've changed plans, you're doing it at a house you've never been to.
Right.
You have no idea what it actually looks like in person.
Nope. Just online.
I
Airbnb.
Love it. And it's, what, 14 people you said? You're keeping it very small.
Immediate family only. So it's going to be interesting. We have no idea what to expect.
You better take lots of pictures.
Yeah, we'll take lots of pictures. I hope it all works out.
It will
work out.
It will be fantastic. No expectations means
zero.
Everything will be fantastic.
Zero.
All right. We have so much going on in the world of reality TV. Okay. Should we talk about a giveaway that we're doing that we're involved in first?
Yes. Let's talk about it.
Okay. We are giving away with 7 other accounts. We are all Bachelor related. We haven't talked a lot about Bachelor because there's nothing much going on with Bachelor except the old redo, the greatest seasons ever.
But it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming soon. So we have teamed up with 8 accounts all together. We're giving away $150 cash.
Woo!
So we'll be announcing it on Sunday. All you really have to do is follow this one Instagram account, and then all of us, which is eight of our accounts. We are all either Bachelor Instagram or a Bachelor podcast, and we all do something a little bit different, which is fun. So you follow us all, and there's your entry. Very cool. And then if you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, you get another entry. It's a bonus entry. And it goes on until the 20th of September. So it's pretty exciting.
$150, people.
Yeah.
$150 is a good chunk of change.
Can I have my kids enter? Would that be inappropriate?
I think that would be a disqualification, so don't do that.
I want to talk a little bit about Bachelor. We saw Claire is back home in our town, Sacramento. We saw her out at the farmer's market. We didn't personally see it. I saw it on her Instagram story. But she did like it. So she was like, oh, yeah, I see you, dames. I am here in Sacramento in Midtown Farmer's Market.
Yeah.
Was she with Drew? No, because Drew is in New York.
Now, I've heard rumors that they're really not together right now.
I've heard so many rumors about this that we all know that supposedly Claire talked to him beforehand, then got there, fell in love within 2 weeks. They left together. Maybe not together. You know, maybe on her own. Who knows?
You know, The Bachelor plays funny tricks on us. So who knows? They could maybe be together, but he's in New York and she's here. How likely is this? Not very.
Speaking on that, today I listened to Nick Viall. He had on Nikki Farrell, who was the quote winner, we say winner very lightly, of Juan Pablo season, which is the season that just aired, the greatest seasons ever, the greatest moments, whatever. That was just on this last week.
She was the nurse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Nikki.
I remember her.
She walked away pretty much from Bachelor, you know, Nation. She was embarrassed. She stayed with him afterwards for quite a while. She said embarrassingly longer than she should have.
Well, didn't she move to Florida with him and everything?
No, she lives in Kansas City, and she didn't want to move. And that was one of the issues. Mm. He wanted her to move. She has a good job at a hospital. She didn't want to leave. But Nick asks her about Claire because they did not get along on Juan Pablo's season. She said, what do you think of Claire being the new Bachelorette? And what do you think of the rumors that she's left already and fallen in love? And Nikki did not have anything nice to say. She was like, me and Claire never made up. We are not friends. We would never be friends. Her voice is like nails on a chalkboard. Oh. It was fantastic. And Nick was dying like, oh, my God, tell me more. It was pretty funny. I know.
I think I remember them not really getting along, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of rewatched some of it. I still have more to watch, but it brings back a lot of memories of, oh yeah, Juan Pablo.
But did they not get along because of Juan Pablo and there was some jealousy there, or was it because Claire's a bitch?
Well, Nikki said we wouldn't be friends off the show, for sure. She's not her type of girl. I think she kind of said, yeah, it was probably because of Juan Pablo also that she was a little bit jealous. But she didn't like her regardless.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Pretty funny.
Interesting.
Yes. Anyway, so let's talk about other things going on.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, I started The Vow, which is the Nexium documentary on HBO.
And how is it? Because I haven't started yet.
It's three episodes have dropped.
Okay, so.
I know the story. It's so great seeing the people, the players. They have full video from the time and all this because the guy that did this documentary is also a movie producer,
yeah.
Who was one of the heads of this Nexium.
Now, there was an actress, and I can't remember what she was in, but a pretty...
Smallville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she was pretty heavily involved,
oh,
but
yes.
She got out.
No, she didn't.
Well,
there
didn't
was a
get
few.
Out?
The main one, no, she's in jail. Or maybe she's not
yeah,
in jail.
Yeah, she was arrested.
Yeah, she was arrested. I don't know if she's in jail right now. No, I can't remember her name. But she was in Smallville. She's the most well-known actress. But there's the lady who... She's currently an actress. She's Asian. And I can't remember her name right now. She was in Hawaii Five-0, and she's also in another show that's current
yeah.
that I watch, but I can't remember. She was in it, but she got out early. So that may be the one you're thinking of.
Maybe. Okay,
yeah, it's
I
pretty
have
good.
To watch that.
You know,
speaking of
you
cults,
will love it. Yeah.
The rumor is that John Travolta, since his wife has passed, right, Kelly Preston, that he's left Scientology.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
That's the rumor. Don't know if it's true
Ooh,
or not.
I wonder if, I mean, did she not get treatment because of Scientology?
You know, that's a good question. Mm. Because I don't think they believe in
well,
medical.
I know. I remember, I don't know how deep their, you know, belief in non-medical intervention is.
Well, you know, Leah Remini has a podcast now all about Scientology. So that's on my list.
Well, I'm my all about playlist. That. I love that show she did too.
Yeah. And I'm still watching Love Fraud on
okay, I watched
Showtime.
The first episode, mm-hmm. It's good. It's about the basically these women getting catfished
by the same
ladies.
Guy.
Yeah. And wait, but each episode is a different guy, right? Or is
no,
it the
it's
same
the same
one?
Guy, but it's different women.
Oh, okay.
And it's a bounty hunter, this female bounty hunter, that is in search of him.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll continue on that.
So
one,
it's
that's
pretty
good.
It's a little slower than I mm-hmm. had hoped.
That's why
but
I kind of had it on in the background.
Yeah.
These
but
women are just
interesting.
So sad too.
I know.
When the one had to move back in with her parents, I thought, oh
yeah,
God.
They're a certain kind of person,
yeah.
maybe.
Okay, that's putting it lightly and nicely. Thank you, Gina. I can't not talk about this right now. We have so many other things to talk about, but Love Island, Gina.
Mm.
I was away for the weekend in Carmel, this beautiful city, wonderful weather for my husband's 60th birthday. One of the days I brought my laptop and I binged. I mean, I had three backed up. I couldn't go on any longer.
Yeah.
It is so good. It's, I cannot not watch it. I know it's on tonight again and I'm so freaking excited about this. People, get past the first 3 to 4 episodes.
You have to realize it's bottom of the barrel trash reality.
I'm bringing it up a level. Right
but it's,
now.
It's
pretty still
bad.
Pretty bad, but I'm so in.
Well, now, last year or last season when they did Love Island, I don't remember them splitting and bringing in.
Oh, Gina,
did they?
Yes. This is always a thing.
Okay. Why
Casa
did I remember
Amore.
That?
So right now, the men have gone over to Casa Amore and the women are back in their little villa and they bring in new people to try to tempt the ones that are together.
Yeah.
And they are tempted. And
well,
that's what makes it exciting.
You know who shocked me?
Johnny.
Was Johnny.
Very, very sad. Johnny and our girl, Sacramento
Seeley.
Girl, Seeley, who I love.
Love
didn't
her
know
too.
I would like her that much.
Now,
but I really
all the guys
her.
Are really into Mercedes and I
Ew.
Don't see it.
Plus, she spells her name wrong, Gina. Did you notice that? M-E-R-S-A. I know it's not her fault. D-E-S.
But I don't think she's that
I
cute.
I don't think so either. It's maybe it's our age. I don't know.
But there's a couple of guys that are all into her, and I'm not seeing it.
No, they are making out with her, Johnny
yeah.
included.
Johnny just can't control himself with
it's
her.
Weird.
Seeley's way cuter than
way
Mercedes.
Cuter. I think he's feeling guilty, though, today.
Well,
which I'll see tonight.
We'll
I'm very
see.
Excited about that. Okay, I have to give my little big brother scenario
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Now, I heard some TMZ news about
yeah.
one of the Big Brother
That's
contestants
Ian.
Making fun of one of the other contestants who has autism or ADD.
Yeah. So I think you'll recall, Gina, which you will not at all, but last week I said, Ian, it's up to you to bring this show back
yeah.
to life. Ian has admitted this season that he is on the spectrum.
Mm.
So he does a few things. One of the things he does to kind of calm himself down as he rocks back and forth when he sits down.
Okay.
Actually, my girlfriend, her sister did that growing up.
I
mean, like,
I've known
it's very
yeah.
comforting.
Yeah.
I guess what happened is, what came out is probably about 4 or 5 of the other contestants on the live feed, they've got to be careful. They were kind of making fun of the rocking. What they were saying was like, oh, I don't know, he's making me dizzy when he does that. It kind of makes me more nervous. I don't think he would be hurt by it because he's very upfront with it. I think the way people are viewing it is like, oh my God, these people are talking crap. And Big Brother's been known to do this in the live feeds. They catch these things. But they were making fun of him. They were. But what happened was two of the black girls that are in the house got put up against each other and they're working together. And then they had an opportunity to stay in, but they both didn't win this competition for one of them to be able to stay in. So now they're both still, they call it on the block, which they could be voted out, but they did horrible in the competition. So it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So one of them will be going home this week. And so
how many people are left?
Oh, there's still a lot.
Like it's been on a long time.
Yeah, no. Oh. But it better get better. At this point, it's like, oh my God,
yeah,
people.
I've heard that the viewers are not really happy with this season.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So that's my
little
Big
Brother watch.
You don't have to. All right, let's move on to other stuff. What do you got?
Yeah, there's so much. So Ashley Darby's pregnant with her second little Michael Jr.
Quite shocking after we just saw this episode where Michael is, you know, still going out.
Oh, God. Michael is such a piece of shit.
She has to know that he does these extracurricular activities with men or women, whoever he does them with, and she
both,
just doesn't
maybe.
Care. I mean, if she's fine with this and she's having another baby with him, here's what I do have to say, though. That baby now does not look so much like Michael and is so freaking
cute. He's
very cute.
Yeah, he's very cute. But the whole thing with Michael, supposedly, and this is, you know, the rumor mill, the internet rumor mill, that he was with a stripper to kind of prove that he was interested in women when really he's interested in men, but it was kind of a cover. Now, did he tell someone at the bar that he has a boyfriend and a girlfriend? Or a boyfriend and a wife? How? I mean, there's too many rumors out there that say he likes men.
Yeah.
So poor Ashley. Is she just naive to it? Is she just...
I think she knows it and she doesn't care. I think she just loves him and she's fine
with
this.
Well, she's clearly looking for some kind of a father figure.
Yeah. And she wants kids and he can provide that.
Wow. Good luck.
The way that she found out or, you know, Candace found out, we'll go into that. But
yeah.
It was hearsay. So it's like, what? He said in front of everybody, I have a wife and a boyfriend. I mean,
right.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe he actually said that.
I don't know who would actually say that out loud.
Yeah, that just seems
kind of strange.
He knows now. He knows these things can be recorded. He's going to be photographed.
Everybody has an iPhone.
The paps are everywhere.
Yep. The paps are everywhere.
The paps.
How about Keeping Up with the Kardashians is finally coming to an end. Does anybody really care? I don't.
I mean, I know a lot of people still watch it. I have not watched in forever. If it's on and I'm in the back, I'll keep it on just to see what's happening. But
I feel like this show is so 2010. It's like old. Does anybody care?
Somebody does. I mean, their Instagram pages are still blowing up all over the place.
Well,
and I'm a reality TV lover and I just don't care.
No, it's so scripted. It's so contrived.
Well, and half the stuff we see on the screen, you know, on their show, we knew about 6 months prior.
Exactly, because it's out there in the media.
Yeah.
So it's time. I think they all should take a step back.
Well, Courtney had already left.
There's, you know, Kim and Kanye have their own issues that they need to deal with.
Maybe that's where it really stems from.
Maybe that's it.
Okay, so what is your thought on Kris Jenner joining Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I don't think it's a bad idea. I just don't think that we're ever going to see the real Kris Jenner because it'll be, she's been in the media too long. She knows how to play the game. You know, she'll be producing just like Lisa Rinna produces. I don't think it'll be authentic, so I don't really care.
I think it'll be what we've seen of her this whole time. It's nothing different.
No, there's nothing. She's not going to bring anything different.
No.
Is she going to get into big fights and arguments with these women that she's been friend with? I don't think so.
I don't know. That could be interesting, but I don't think so.
And I don't think she's going to, you know, she was an executive producer on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's not going to be an executive producer on Housewives. So she doesn't really have a say as to what they show and what they don't show. And I don't think she wants to show that much of her actual true personal life.
There's no way she will not be in control of what goes out.
Yeah.
because that's so what she's been in control the whole time.
Right. For that reason only, I don't think she'll do it.
So on that note, of course, Denise is leaving. This is not a shock to anybody because this has been so hard. We'll talk about the reunion.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't surprise me. I'm just wondering what's the contract? Like, what the hell happened to that? Just done.
Well,
they don't
think,
care.
You know, she just doesn't get paid for the remainder of her contract,
I guess.
That's all.
So do you think Garcelle will leave? Because she's put out there like, ooh, I didn't know about this.
I don't think Garcelle will leave. I think it's a big, you know, she's got The Real, her talk show.
When does she start that? I turned that on today and she wasn't on.
I don't know when it is. It's usually September sometimes, right? They come out with their new season.
Do you think they'll give Brandy a diamond?
Oh, God. Brandy needs to just go away.
We'll talk about that, too. Did you see her on Watch What Happens Live? Oof.
I saw her in her puffy face. I don't need to see her anymore.
Okay, the other one is Heather. Hala Heather is saying, I have a big announcement I'm going to make on Watch What Happens Live. And people are thinking, oh, my God, she's coming back. No, she's not.
No, she's not coming back.
It's going to be something like a new tummy.
Yeah.
Tummy, tub of tummy.
Whatever her, yeah.
She sold that company, but whatever.
Yeah. And we saw the trailer for The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which looks amazing.
We haven't had a new franchise for such a long
Potomac, right? Was the last one.
Yeah, and that's like 3 or 4 years old now.
Yeah.
So this is going to be something totally new. Will it be new? I don't know. We've got the Mormon part of it. We got the Jack Mormon. We've got all of these different things going on, and it could be very exciting.
I think it's going to be really good. Really good. And the other little bit of news is that Dorit is selling her modern farmhouse in Encino.
No way. She just got it. What, last year? What?
I don't know why. Doesn't make sense to me, but David Parnes from Million Dollar Listing LA from the agency.
Yeah.
Of course, they're going to keep it all in the family. He's the agent who's selling their house. They move a lot.
They just got in last year. They just
did
housewarming.
I love the house.
I love that house.
I love the house. I'd take it.
Why do they have to sell it?
Exactly. Too expensive, maybe?
Should we move on to Beverly Hills? Do you have anything else? That was
That was it.
Just so much out there right now.
Things are happening.
Things are happening. Things are moving. Things are shaking.
We've got Orange County coming October 7th.
Yeah, I don't care.
And then November. You know what? A lot of people don't care about Orange County.
So did you see Bronwyn put something out? Like, there's a few episodes I'm not looking forward to seeing.
Well, I think she gets into it with Gina.
Oh, yeah.
Not really thrilled about Orange County. Don't really care, but we'll watch it. Nonetheless,
we'll watch it. It's our job.
So what did you think about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part two?
Part two. I was gonna say that part two.
It's kind of a snooze.
Until the end. Just takes so long to get there. I don't like having to relive everything. The season wasn't that long, so when they show clips of everything, it's like, we just saw this 2 weeks ago. What are you replaying this for? We remember the conversation. It hasn't been that long.
There was a lot of Teddy in this one, which we didn't really need to hear about.
The whole Teddy and Kyle, you two are weirdly close. No, we've gone through this. They're just good friends.
Exactly.
And finally, Kyle said, yes, I'm better friends with her than I am with the rest of you. And they're like, thank you for admitting it.
Why do you have to admit it?
And was that so unclear? We all saw it. We knew. Why was that such a big deal?
They really put Kyle in a bad light. And
they did. But I thought she came out of it pretty well, right?
She did, but it was kind of deserving in a lot of, I mean, they played a lot of clips where she was kind of an asshole.
She was definitely meaner. And as she says, more stressed in the beginning. We saw her lighten up. You know me. I have a little soft spot for Kyle. I'm not even actually sure why. I just think she's fun. She had the excuse of doing the Halloween thing and just being very busy and doing the fashion show. And then it settled down for her. And we saw it settle down. She wasn't as kind of crazy mean. You think she's just behind everything?
Yeah.
I feel like you do.
I mean,
I feel like a lot of people think that.
I did think Kyle was an asshole this
people
season.
Hate her. People,
people
hate
do hate
Kyle.
Her.
They want her gone.
They do.
I know.
I don't want her gone.
Andy likes her too much. There's no way she's going anywhere.
But Andy wasn't really giving her any grace. I mean, he was not letting her slide on anything.
I don't think he was mean. I think he was a tiny bit mean to Denise. But here's the thing. Denise doesn't tell the truth. You can hate Brandy all you want. I don't even care about it. But Denise is not telling the truth. She has selective memory.
Well, she clearly has selective memory. I mean, they showed flashbacks and clips and stuff that she didn't know what the hell she was talking about.
Like, I never said that. It's like, and they all said, they just showed us this. Where were you?
So the clips of her in the confessional where she's wearing that leopard dress, she's clearly drunk wasted. Off her ass.
Yeah, she seems wasted.
Or wasted in some way.
And for Teddy to raise her hand, excuse me, you're not talking about me at all, but I'd like to address... Denise said that I'm just not that great without my dad and I live in his shadows. Shut up, Teddy.
Shut up, Teddy. Shut up, Teddy. I know.
Then them talking about, oh my God, we didn't even address your pregnancy all season. What? That's all we fucking talked about. You acted like you couldn't walk. Oh, I can't really cheers with you because I'm drinking water. That's all we talked about. It wasn't like it wasn't there. No, it was there the whole time.
If they keep Teddy, she needs to be a friend of. She does not need to hold a diamond.
Agreed. She could be a friend of and show up every once, literally once in a while.
Her storyline is so boring.
I just, what is it? I don't hate Teddy. I'm just, she's just nothing. She adds nothing.
She tries to interject herself to be something, but she's never going to be something. She's nothing.
Listen, as a probably a young mother, you like to watch her journey with her third child that was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then with the other daughter freaking slamming her door in the,
can you
finger
imagine?
In the door and it severed off.
Ooh.
So now we know, don't put it in ice.
Well, yeah, and I always thought you put it in ice.
We always thought that.
Note to self, if you ever
just put it in a baggie. Dismember something.
The whole ragamuffin comment with Kyle apologized. It's like, blah, blah, blah.
I do agree with that whole thing. It wasn't that bad.
Kyle was wasted. Exactly.
And guess what, Denise? You were a little bit of a ragamuffin. I wear that hairstyle quite often because I think a little ragamuffin could be cute once in a while. Maybe not at my age. And the Amelia and Lisa Rinna thing.
Yeah, Garcelle didn't really... She said she didn't want to shame Lisa, but she said it in a group setting. She totally wanted to shame her.
She said, oh, me and Lisa have been friends for a long period of time. I wasn't trying to shame her. I was just bringing something up. But she also didn't bite. Garcelle was very good.
She was very good.
When they said, what do you think about what Amelia said? She's like, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
She's good.
She's very good.
Very measured in her responses.
Which is good.
Very good for a housewife to be.
Sutton
not, was not good for us.
No, not good for us.
Sutton's that way too.
Sutton was fantastic. She said Rinna's dancing was weird.
And then Rinna said, it is weird. I agree with that.
Yeah. But also she said Dorit kept making things a bigger deal than it was. And Dorit does do that. And Sutton holds her feet to the fire when she says shit, which I love.
I do too.
I like Sutton.
I
Sutton
do
needs
too.
To
I
stay.
Think Sutton needs to come back as a full housewife. Will they let her because they're not showing the kids? I don't know.
Do we need to see her kids though?
No, I thought she was perfectly fine without the kids.
Fine.
We don't need to see the kids. We barely saw anybody else's kids.
Exactly.
We don't need to see them.
We don't need to see them.
Okay, here comes the Denise and Brandy situation.
Yep. Denise looked very uncomfortable. She was trying so hard to not look uncomfortable.
Mm-mm. Andy just flat out asks her about the text messages. And she's like, listen, for every text I got from Brandy, which was a good amount, every 10th one I'd respond. She always wanted to get together for dinner. I never went. Do I believe some of that? Probably. I don't believe Denise when she says, like, she was doing this on purpose because she didn't want to get that close to Brandy.
Yeah.
No. They were friends. When they go back to BravoCon and she says, oh, I think she's funny. She speaks her mind. Well, Brandy later on, on Watch What Happens Live, said that they made out one time, like a drunk make out in a bathroom. And she, like, touched her boobs or something. And then they had sex at that one weekend. And that was it.
That was it. I totally believe Brandy.
No. I don't like her. And I don't like the fact that she brought it all out. And she said she did it because she thinks,
Denise
pissed her off. She was honest about that.
She was very honest about it.
And she thinks if you're on a reality show, you need to show your full life.
Yeah, that was Brandy and Denise definitely had a moment.
And if you're on a reality show, it's going to come out. Did Denise think she could hide it? I don't know. Like we said, it doesn't matter. We don't care.
No, nobody cares.
This is part of your life. It happened when you're filming a reality show. So you can't blame people for being curious about it.
But then Andy, you know, the girls were asking, why isn't Brandy here? Why isn't Brandy here? And basically Andy said, because Brandy already said everything that she had to say. There's nothing more to say. But then he had her on Watch What Happens Live, and he was a total hypocrite.
But we also know Brandy didn't show up because they got the cease and desist order and Brandy didn't want to make waves. She's like, whatever, I'm just not going to show up. Yeah. And she even said, I was only on the last two episodes. I'm not going to the reunion. What's the big deal? I believe Brandy.
I believe Brandy too. And who knew that Heather Locklear also got a cease and desist from Denise?
Mm-hmm. Heather told Brandy, yeah, I believe you.
Well, yeah.
I know it's true.
She was on her podcast, right? Where they text back and forth.
They text back and forth.
Okay.
So wait a minute. What's the connection with Heather?
Because Denise stole Richie Sambora, or she dated Richie Sambora when they were split up. I don't think they were divorced yet, but they were separated.
It was Richie Sambora.
And Richie Sambora dated Denise.
Okay. So there could be a little bit of a...
Yeah. You know, for sure. For sure.
It's just, we said this before, Denise just shouldn't have responded, should have let it go. It wouldn't have been a big deal. But the way she handled it was all wrong.
Yeah.
And am I surprised she quit? Absolutely not. I would not want to come back. How could she come back after this? You
can't.
She's not friends with anybody. Mm-hmm. It's so uncomfortable.
She doesn't want to be friends with anybody.
No, and listen, I don't blame her. I just also... don't believe her.
I don't believe her either. And she was stepping all over her words and she wasn't sure what she said. She couldn't remember.
I don't like how Lisa, though, starts yelling. Like, why is Lisa so involved in this?
Lisa, why does she care so much?
I don't know. She's still so, she's like, the cover-up is worse than the crime. All right, Lisa.
I know, but to have someone who was such a good friend of hers to come back and...
Yeah, I don't like how Lisa's participating in all of this.
Yeah.
There's something more. God, but Denise made it sound like, well, I have a lot of stuff from you guys. I have a lot of text messages that I could put out there.
Well, Brandy said, I never said I slept with any of the women on the show. So that's a bunch of bullshit.
And we know
which
that.
Which we knew. We knew that.
Although, did you see the clip going around that way back when her and LVP were friends, Brandy says, well, when me and you made out, and Lisa Vanderpump says, we didn't make out. And she goes, Lisa, we made out.
Interesting.
That interesting. Should we move on to Potomac?
Potomac. Yes, they are still at that lake house and all those women.
In the middle of the fight.
In the middle of the fight.
And that's when people like you call me Dr. Wendy Ashley. Here's the thing with Ashley. Ashley stands her own. I saw her kind of crumbling. You could see the emotional toll the baby has taken. She's got the baby with her. She's still breastfeeding. She's feeling emotional. She knows Michael's at home boning another guy. But then in the middle of it, Candace starts fucking belting out all the song.
Oh, Candace. Like,
we're moving on. Any moment for Candace to try to sing.
She does.
She's like a Luann.
Can't help herself. Yep. I mean, I get Wendy's issue. She went way overboard with the anger.
She did. She admits it. Finally, the next day, she gets it. She has a hard time apologizing, but her and Ashley totally talk it out.
Then it's totally fine.
These women can get over shit. I don't know if I can get over it that quickly. But Ashley's very forgiving.
She is very forgiving. And as quickly as it started, it's over. Boom. Well,
yeah. And then Ashley starts calling Michael in the morning, and he's not answering.
He's not answering.
Where's Daddy?
Guess where he is.
Now we know where he is.
Now we know.
Boing.
So then they have this pancake competition and...
That went on way too long, by the way.
It went on way too long.
Did look good, but it went on
way too long. Pancakes always look good.
What do we do? We talked about the Meredith Versailles.
Oh like, my God. Pancakes. God, some pancakes.
My metabolism has come to a halt.
Clearly. A screeching halt. And then Giselle and Wendy go for a little walk, and Wendy explains her position about the baby gate. I get Wendy's point. I get it.
I absolutely do. She came off very strong, but she's also very emotional being away from her kids. And I also agree that it doesn't matter if it's your third child or your first child.
You can't, yeah.
You can't just turn off being a mom.
But then Giselle says she feels that Wendy's anger should be directed toward Karen.
Yeah, she's just going to turn it around. You need to take that to Karen. She's
really
so annoyed,
Wendy,
with Karen.
So annoyed with Karen.
Karen's the one who's talking shit behind your back.
Karen's the one you should be pissed at.
I do love how Giselle tries to just maneuver everybody in just the way. And she's very good at it.
Yeah.
But what about the fucking T'Challa photo shoot?
I can't with that bird. I can't.
Stop trying to make T'Challa a thing.
Yeah, I'm over T'Challa.
Karen, though, keeps talking about her and Ray's relationship. Do you think they're not together right now?
No, I think they're together. I think it's just he's older than she is. He wants to retire. He wants to go to Florida and golf.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be in Potomac.
Even when she calls him, though, he's like, okay, bye.
He wants to do what he wants to do.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
He's not giving her anything.
Well, I don't think he wants to be on the show either.
Listen,
he's over
she's
it.
She's very annoying. I wouldn't either, but come on. It's your wife. Give her something. You know she's on camera. Give her something. The fact that he's not, just say it.
Yeah.
He's not even doing that.
Not at all.
It's getting horrible. No.
Monique has planned kayak and fishing, which none of the women want to do. And I don't blame them. I 100% agree. This is not my idea of a fun girls' weekend.
They're so
kayaking,
fucking bored.
Yes, but fishing, no.
They're so bored. They go in to eat and they're like, wah, wah, wah. It turns to black and white. 22 hours in captivity.
In captivity is right.
They have nothing to say to each other.
Nothing. But now, here's the thing. If I was with a bunch of, you know, a group of girls that I enjoyed, it no matter what you're doing, it wouldn't be boring.
I know. The fact that they're so bored so early on.
But what were they expecting to do at a lake house?
I don't know, but she got that walk-off thing, and that was fantastic.
Was
the fake, oh my God, the fake beauty pageant, because you know Candace lives for this shit.
Oh,
Ashley could care
yeah.
less. Candace, oh my God.
She takes it serious.
Oh, she does. And she did. They're getting along okay, Candace and Ashley for now. The same thing. These two hate each other.
There's a lot of competition between the two
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, they're the young ones. Well, and now Ashley has a baby that Candace doesn't have. Not
right.
that Candace wants one, but now she, again, Candace she's pretending
one.
She wants
she
one.
She doesn't want one. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So then Ashley is in the room feeding
baby
Dean.
Michael.
Baby Michael, yeah. And the producer says, do you think Michael likes being second in your life? And Ashley says, no, he hates it.
And then at that moment, we see Candace, ba-ding! Get the text.
Get the text.
Michael's at a strip club. That I don't think that's that big of a deal.
I mean, he's
very open. They go out. He had some celebration.
He was with some other business partners. They were celebrating some deal, going to a strip club. I mean, my husband probably wouldn't do it.
No, but these guys seem to do this a lot.
Right. So what?
This is where we get the third person coming in saying, I heard them say, or my friend was there and heard Michael say he has a wife and a boyfriend. And he heard him asking Wim to go back to his hotel room. Part of this true? Maybe. But Candace telling Giselle, she was like fucking giddy.
She couldn't. Oh, my God.
The look on her
wait.
Face. I can't tell her. I can't tell Ashley. It can't come from me. It can come from you, Giselle.
She was so excited to have this little tidbit of information.
Oh,
she was
yeah.
dying.
Oh, yeah. The other thing is the men are arriving like in a day or two.
Mm. And I'm assuming Michael's coming.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, I had this happen. I think I told you. I had a friend who I saw her husband out with
yeah.
a woman. I didn't see them do anything in public, but it was very chummy.
Yeah.
And a mutual friend said, you have to tell her. I'm like, ugh, I think she already knows he's an asshole. So what is me telling? Like, what is this going to do? I don't know. Maybe it's not him. Maybe,
so
I don't
did
know.
You not tell?
I did not tell. And soon after, they did split up. And I just told her. It was like 6 to 8 months later. And I said, by the way, I saw him. She's like, yeah, I know. It was bad.
I
don't want to be that person. And it was like, I already know she knows he's a dog. Mm. So what is this going to do?
Well, if they know, but if they don't know and they think that they've got the perfect husband and that he's...
Well, maybe she didn't know he was a dog that much at that time. But she found out literally within a week of that.
It's a risky thing to tell.
I just thought I'll sit on it for a moment. I told my husband, Dan, and he said... It's not your business. Mm. And then my girlfriend's husband said, no, you should tell her. And I'm like,
I don't
want to know this information.
I know.
So anyway.
So that was that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Next week looks like it's going to be very interesting when the husbands come. And then they tell Ashley a
I don't
bit of
know.
Information.
Do they tell Ashley?
At some point they tell
they
Ashley.
Must tell. Okay, wait. I have to address that. Ashley thought that the shrimp poop was natural mustard. Doesn't
yeah,
everybody know
disgusting.
That gross yellow shit is shit?
Gross and you're not supposed to eat it.
No. Ew. Let's talk a little below deck. The breakdown.
Oh, Jess is having
Jess.
Palpitations. Yep. She's got anxiety. Rob is talking to his ex. Johnny Damon and his wife are assholes.
They basically pinned down Aisha.
Oh, total sexual harassment.
Oh, my God. And poured drinks down. Aisha's like, I was okay with it.
Well, lucky it was her, but can you imagine?
So, Rob. I don't blame him because Jess is kind of going crazy right now.
She's a lot to handle.
She's a lot, but yeah. Rob has zero emotion. Nothing.
Kind of zero personality.
Zero. Not fun. And the only time I will ever agree with Malia is they suck to go out with.
Oh, yeah. Still, too much drama.
Still, I don't care what you say, Ryan Bailey of the so bad it's good with Ryan Bailey. Tom's cute. When he smiles, he's fucking cute.
Tom is cute.
I think he blows it or loses it next weekend, though, with Aisha.
Is that when? Because it's coming. So Jess finally gets a kudos from Captain Sandy for doing a good job. All of her clothes were washed, and she's very happy about that.
All you have to do is wash Captain Sandy's clothes, and you're fine.
Wash her clothes.
Just show up and work. Oh, my God. That's a new concept. Just work, and she'll be happy.
But I think the moral of this story was clearly Hannah was the problem, because Jess is doing well.
Yeah.
Everybody else is doing well. Things are running very smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Although Aisha says they're boring, which it kind of is. There's no banter for her.
Yeah. Well, she's a wild child.
Yeah, and Bugsy doesn't banter, really.
No, she's down to business.
Yeah, yeah. I think she called her something. Like, Aisha called Bugsy some term, and she's like, what did you call me? She called her a shit stain.
Yes, and she's like, is that supposed to be a term of endearment?
Like, yeah, it is. And then she calls her brother, and she goes, people don't get me here.
Well, her last crew got her.
Oh, yeah. Well, that guy.
Jack.
Cute guy. Jack was so freaking cute.
So they're docking the boat, and then Rob is throwing the heaving line, and he misses it 3 times, and he sucks at his job, basically.
He sucks, but it's all because he's emotionally drained.
His head's not in the game. It's all Jess's fault.
And they will be breaking up. I think we figure that out. The thing is, don't share a room or trade to share a room with a possible boyfriend on a ship.
Right.
Bad idea. Oh, and then Bugsy, finally, her and what's his name? Kiss.
Yes.
What's his name?
Alex.
Alex, finally.
They finally kiss.
Finally. Have we ever seen Bugsy hook up with anybody? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
She's only been on once before, right?
Yeah.
No. You know what's weird, though? Who's the deckhand we always forget about? That they're cutting out. I totally forgot he's even on there. Pete. All of a sudden, I didn't see Pete at all. No, all of a sudden, I'll see him in the background. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot Pete's even part of this. They really did cut him out.
They cut him out.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Did I already talk about how the guy on Siesta Key, how they're cutting him out of everything?
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think I talked about it. And the storyline is literally all about him and his girlfriend having a baby, and there's no sign of him. It's all the girlfriend. It's so weird. I'm like, is that the back of his head? Yeah.
That's so funny.
His mom, his dad, his siblings, not him.
That's it. And then next week is the demise of Rob and Jess.
Yes. Looking forward to that tomorrow.
I know.
We did not see a lot of Captain Sandy running around this one, which is good.
Thank God.
Hopefully they're cutting her out,
too. Thank God. Take a seat, Captain Sandy. Go back up to the wheelhouse.
Back seat. Let's talk maths no law. Mm-hmm. Mm. What? Did you spill? Gina spilled a little bit.
Nothing's happening here. Nothing. Nothing at all.
By the way, me and Gina have started talking about every time I see her, and I think me too, we have these statement tees on. She has one that's like an alcoholic shirt.
It's the one that's on Instagram, Anne. I couldn't help myself. I had to buy it.
Every time they show up, I'm like, that's cute.
It's cute. Mine
says kindness.
Oh, you don't even know. I was shopping online specifically looking for t-shirts.
Can't stop buying them.
That's all I wear.
When we go into winter, we'll wear them with the blazer and be cute.
That is right.
That's going to be our thing
uniform.
Now. Statement tees.
Statement tees.
Now we have to buy them. Like I say, it's part of the job.
That's exactly right.
Okay, let's go to Maps Nola.
Karen and Miles.
Yeah.
Start with them. Karen and Miles. Karen.
She's hard.
Karen's tough, man.
Karen, you need to break down the walls.
But
he's
Miles,
a good guy.
I can kind of see where Miles would get on your nerves.
Yeah, like the last moment of
trying
this.
A little too hard.
I mean, he admits he's always been the pleaser.
He's a little puppy.
She just wants him to be stronger. But then she must tell him that she's always been attracted to a more masculine man, because then he says, can I be emotionally intelligent and masculine?
Why does she keep saying that she's been attracted to a man? He's very masculine.
He is. But then, you know, they had Pastor Cal come on, and he was like, you know, what you were always attracted to is not always good for you.
That's true.
So, Karen, get over it. So let this guy in.
Is she looking for an asshole? Kind of.
Yes, she is. We said the guy she dated before had a baby with somebody else. That's what she's used to. You know, he's just a nice guy.
She's very hard on him.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to change. I think he just is a nice guy, and she's not used to it.
She's not used to it. I think she's annoyed by it.
I think it can get annoying if somebody is too nice all the time.
For me personally, that would get on my nerves.
Okay, so in the last moments of this, he tries to talk to her about intimacy, and she's like, oh my God, I'm not comfortable.
She doesn't even want to address it.
No. He goes, oh, well, I think we need to talk about it. I'm going to write it on the calendar. We're going to be intimate on this day. And then she gets pissed about that. So the minute he tries to step up and kind of take charge, she gets pissed about it.
Well, she says it makes her feel unsafe.
Yeah.
Like what? Like he's going to jump her bones particular day and she's unsafe? She's got some issues.
Yeah, she needs to pretty much just mellow out. Let it happen.
Mellow the fuck
trust
out.
Trust the process. Can we talk about Christina and Henry? Again, they come on and I'm like, okay, what's going to happen this time?
Christina and Henry. So did you notice that Henry's phone said Christina Maffs when he went to call her? He had her in his phone as Christina Maffs, not Christina Wife or Wife. It was Christina Maffs, as if.
It would have been better if it was Christine. Well, when he called her, he's like, this is Henry, your husband. What other
Hello?
Henry would it be? So it was the day after she got really impatient. And he was like, I'm out of here. He just walked down the hallway, by the way. She was gone all day eating and drinking with friends. And she comes home. She seems a little tipsy and a little more calm.
Yeah, but we find there's an underlying issue that she never disclosed to Henry.
Yeah. Is this a real thing? I question Gina.
I don't know. I'm a little questioning it. I'm questioning it as well.
I question a few things about it. Listen, I have no problem with any pills you need to take to regulate.
No, absolutely.
Not at all. I question, first off, ADD.
Don't you take Ritalin for that?
I think there's a few things you could take. I also feel like, is she using ADD because she thinks that's a little, quote, safer than saying, like, I have anxiety or depression or something like that?
Wait, ADD. So Ritalin, or what's that other one? Adderall.
Yeah, Adderall.
People take Adderall. Mm-hmm. But doesn't that just make you, like, super laser focused?
Yeah. That's the thing. Her reaction to being off this medication, which she had said she'd been off for about 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that you can go through shit
right
when you're going off medication. And the reason she went off was because her mom kind of wanted her to, which I think that is also strange.
That's odd if you have an issue.
Because she's saying, oh my God, yes, when I'm on it, it totally normalizes me. I realize it regulates how I'm feeling. And I think that's why I've been going off the handle. I think she's making an excuse. Is that bad to say that?
I think she went, she talked to her friend. She realized she was being a bitch and unreasonable. And then she came back with all of a sudden she's off her meds.
So now she's going to get back on. Henry says something like, hopefully it will help with your attitude. I just feel like, all right, Christina, let's see. So she goes back on her meds. I have a feeling, I kind of know, these meds don't all of a sudden they kick in after a day.
It takes some time.
It takes time to even have them go back into your system.
Well, yeah, but then she admits that her past relationships, there was fighting and arguing, and she was the common denominator.
I appreciate her for admitting
so
that.
So she was self-aware. So maybe she's realizing, maybe I'm the one with the issue.
I think it's just she's becoming more self-aware. I feel like she's using the little ADD thing as an excuse.
Yeah.
Whether it's true or not, whatever.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll
she
see.
She seemed to, quote, mellow out very quickly. Then they went golfing. And it's like, Henry, just go behind her and help her swing. No.
No.
He's going to stand to the side a little bit. He was very calm golfing.
He was very calm.
I didn't see him at one point twitch. He looked at her straight in the eye. He was so in his element.
That was his thing.
Yeah. And then he set up the dancing. Now, he was very awkward dancing, but he did it.
He could not look her in the eye.
No,
he
was like,
so uncomfortable.
Look up. But she was so calm and good with him. Is it hard for her? Probably. She realizes he's a good guy. He's a nice guy. It may not be a love connection, but he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. I didn't realize they were the same height.
Oh, I thought she's taller than him.
Maybe a little taller.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't realize that,
though.
Oh, you
didn't? No.
No,
because I remember him saying she's tall.
Hmm.
That could bother
Yeah,
him.
I felt bad for Henry because he was really twitching when it was when they were trying to dance.
But
he was
did
just,
it.
He tried.
And she was so good with him and nice. Kind of like in the beginning the way she was.
Yeah, her patience her problem. Yeah.
And if she was on the meds and she went off them right when she started filming, that was really a bad choice.
It was a bad choice.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to Woody and Imani.
Nothing to see here, people. They're nothing to see here.
Totally. He's in love. She's in love, but you won't freaking say it.
She
it's
won't
hilarious.
Say it.
He knows it. He's just happy to spend time with her. He's given her time to be able to say it, to
They're
win her trust.
So nice and so kind with each other. They were coloring.
So cute.
They were having conversation.
I want to know where you get a pedicure and a glass of wine at the same time, damn it.
It looked like a nice place wherever mm-hmm. they were.
And then even Olivia and Imani go on a walk together. Imani's just such a good friend.
She's a good person.
She's so calming. Well, the two of these girls are both very calming presents.
Yes.
I will say Olivia has less of a, maybe a personality.
Yeah, she doesn't
don't
have
see much.
Much.
And I don't know if it's because she just doesn't like Brett that much, which could be,
that could be
a possibility. She's just kind of going through the motions. She's like, listen, I'll give it a shot.
But she knows deep down, yeah. she knows it's not
yeah.
going to work.
I don't think Brett knows that she knows. Because Brett's like, yeah, I really like you do.
Well, Brett's kind of a tool. I mean, he thinks everything's a joke. He tries to make.
God, he's
I
so annoying.
He's so annoying.
The sarcasm all the time is even more annoying. And then he says, you know, I'm funny a lot. I hope she appreciates that. No, it's
not
funny.
No, you're
not funny.
Funny.
I have to say, though, that little baby alligator was really cute. I
well,
don't
that,
like that kind of thing.
The swamp boat tour.
I do want to go on a swamp boat tour.
Yeah.
But what about when Olivia and Imani were walking? There's a freaking alligator on the side of the thing.
I know. And
they
I thought,
weren't
don't
in
they
the
jump
farm.
Up on that little walkway?
I would think so.
Or they can't do that.
They can't jump?
They
seems
like
they
snap
could go,
at things.
Yeah, they could snap at you.
I don't know. That's so, scary. They're interesting couple.
Yeah.
Bennett and Amelia.
So cute. They had
so
sex.
So cute. They finally had sex. They
we
were very
still
funny about
haven't
it.
Haven't seen them kiss at all.
They're very private.
Or even
private.
Hug or hold hands.
They're very private.
Their conversation, once again, if you know you're in love with someone, what does it feel like? They are so freaking cute.
I think because they're both on the same wavelength, yeah. right? They're both very deep. They have deep conversations and they're the same kind of
they
people.
They just listen to each other. And then when he told her what it might feel like to be in love with her. And she's like, I feel the same with no amendments.
Then she takes him to slackline, her like tightrope walking, which he was
I've seen people doing that. I don't know how they fucking do it. Yeah, at the park. I don't know how they do that. It's like walking a tightrope. It's
yeah,
even
I don't either.
Harder. It's not so tight. It's so loose.
But he had a good time. They had
a
little picnic. She made him a cake.
And then he says, they're back at the house and they're having kind of a conversation about, we should probably, you know, start doing some chores around here. And they're like, maybe we should do a draft for chores. They're like, I love that idea. And she goes, I like to go to the mailbox. I will say that's one of my favorite chores too. I'll go to the mailbox.
And he's like, well, we haven't really cleaned the bathroom. And I'm thinking, Jesus.
And then
what
she
do
goes,
you mean?
Is there anything deeper we need to talk about? And he goes, I think I may need to borrow some socks.
He owns two pairs of socks.
Like, do some laundry, dude.
He's like, well, it might be time to buy some. Two pairs of socks.
But she thought that was hilarious. They were
laughing.
They
are hilarious.
They're so fun to watch. Love them.
Yeah.
All right. Should we go to Love After Lockup?
Love After Lockup was interesting. So finally, Scott and Lindsay. So Lindsay is finally out of the clink.
Finally. Yep.
Lindsay is a freaking handful.
She's a lot. I'm kind of loving how a lot Lindsay is, especially with Scott. Now, the interesting part about this story is when she got out, it was already quarantine.
Yeah.
So most of their stuff is done by cell phones. Where everybody else, they have the camera crew with them. Theirs is all cell phone coverage.
Yeah, they're taking their own footage, mm-hmm. right? So Scott's filming himself in the house. The house isn't done the way that Lindsay wants it.
By the way, it doesn't matter if it's not done that way. It's not done at all. He's been there a year.
He's been there a year. The house is fucking trashed.
I don't understand. He has all this money. Remember he had the interior decorator come
well, that's,
over?
Well, that was my question.
Spend $1 million?
That was bullshit.
Bullshit.
Because
he has no money.
He had no decorator come and he didn't spend a dime because yep. he was trying to do it himself. The house was torn up. There
What's he
were
doing all day?
Walls taken down. They were trying to make a room out of the garage
yeah,
for his daughter.
The house looks big. Why are they trying to make a room?
I don't understand.
Even the sheets, it was like, what the hell?
The bed was a mess.
There's no real bed. There's no frame.
No. So Lindsay gets to the house, and she is freaking wound up.
First, she's pissed about the truck that he picks her up in.
Well, yeah, because, well, he had a limo the first go-round and dinner and everything waiting for her, and that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Which I would have thought he would have explained to her.
So now the difference is, she thought she was going to have to go to a halfway house, but now since Corona, she's on house confinement.
Yeah.
So she's going to be in this house.
In the house, and she can't leave.
Has she ever seen him in person? No. This is the first time she's seen him
just
in person.
Just video, right.
And also, the bug bite on his lip is still there. Can't figure that out.
It's not.
The allergic reaction.
It's not an allergic reaction.
No, it's still there.
Scott.
God.
So she has a history, we know, because she tells us that she has a history of dating older men who have money. I don't think Scott has money.
I think we're going to figure that out. I think he may have had a little bit, but now he's been there for a year. He's not working.
What? He's not... I thought he was working remote.
Oh, is he? And then when she calls her daughter and says, you know, I don't know if I can see you because of COVID, the grandma was like, well, in 2 weeks, I'm dropping her off.
Yeah, I'm dropping her
I'm
off.
I'm dropping her off.
She's all yours.
See you later. Bye.
Poor little girl.
You know, I think Lindsay, she's being ridiculous. She's expecting way too much. But when these guys tell you something and they say, yes, I'm going to do all this for you, and then you get out and they're haven't done shit, I don't blame her for being pissed.
And she sent pictures, Anne, specific pictures of what she wanted, and he did not follow through.
No, and then he was like, you're very ungrateful. Is she? Of course she is. But you promised her something you're not delivering. She had other guys.
He lied.
He lied, like they all do. Let's talk Destiny and Sean. This is funny. So we know the card was declined while they were furniture shopping. She is so pissed off. He doesn't really have an excuse either why the card was declined.
Well, he probably called and canceled that card because he didn't want her to go. He's already in debt. He doesn't want her to go and charge up a bunch of... What is she going to buy at the furniture store? His house is completely furnished.
I'm not sure what she's buying. And then he said she was charging up a storm at the casinos and doing all this other stuff. What other card does she have? And of course he's going to cancel it if she's charging up all this other stuff. So then he goes to a ring shop, which is also a pawn shop, right? That wasn't just a jewelry store.
It looked like it because the ring that he picked was, what, $2,000?
Yeah, but I think they said it was $1,000 out the door.
Oh, was it?
I think so. But he said his limit was $2,000.
Oh, okay.
So he bought it anyway. His friend is like, yeah, not worth it. Find out if she even likes you, basically. So she's saying she did heroin in prison.
Well, I mean, we've heard stories about how drugs get smuggled into prison.
Which crazy.
Blows my mind. Well, she also drank hand sanitizer to get drunk. I mean,
so we have so much hand sanitizer here.
I know.
If
we're
I'm
stockpiling.
Really low on my radius wine, maybe go into the hand sanitizer and it cleans you out. So then Destiny gets really, really pissed off when he answers a call from Kelly, his not ex-wife, but his baby mama. And
baby mama of six.
He lies and says he barely talks to her. And, you know, I don't blame her for getting mad. She's like, if you just talk to her because of the kids, I don't have a problem with that. But you obviously talk to her every single day.
Well, I mean, he was talking to her about the kids. It wasn't like they were just having a conversation.
I think he talks to her a lot, though. Wow. Like, as on a friend level. But she, like, fucking pounds on him.
Oh, my God.
And then he takes off his mic.
Well, why doesn't he just talk to her while he's at work, away from the house? That was stupid.
That was stupid. Why are you answering the phone when you're still at home?
Exactly.
Call her when you're in the
Decline
car on the way
the
to
call.
Work. Yeah. Okay, so Maurice and Jessica, he finally meets Jessica's parents. They are so nice to him.
They're very nice. But then they find out that he's in Nevada and he's not supposed to be in Nevada, and they are not happy about that.
Nobody told the truth, too. They
yes.
said, so should you be here? And he's like, no. I just think they're giving him such a good chance. And the dad said to him, I don't have a son. I'm willing to make you a son. You just have to prove to me.
Yeah, that was
that
really
you're
nice
a good
of
guy.
Him.
Yeah, I don't. He goes, I don't care about the neck tattoos and stuff like that. Just be good to my daughter. I don't care about it. But can you get them removed?
Yeah. And don't bring any shady people around my house.
And then the mom's like, he has a sweet personality, which he does. I think he's trying to make a change and be a good guy. And you say that she's pregnant?
She was pregnant. She had a baby in April.
Oh, she already had the baby.
She had the baby.
Okay, so then Dylan and Heather. This is the new couple.
Dylan is hot.
very cute. How do I say this? Did not pick up the prison vernacular. Is that the right way to say it?
He didn't?
No.
No. How long was he in? 4 years?
5 years.
5 years.
It's a long period of time.
Heather was just painting on that foundation like there was no tomorrow.
She looks so hard. When they show pictures of them first meeting and her visiting him,
she was cute.
She's super cute. Now, though, she looks like she's aged 20 years.
Well, she's got bad skin, but yeah. Again, the foundation
and the bright red hair.
The bright red hair is not good.
No.
Mm-mm. And they, he is just super cute.
Yeah. They've never had sex.
Never had sex, but he is concerned that she tattooed his name all over her body.
And not just in English.
In Arabic and in Chinese. And he's a little concerned that she might be a little overboard.
Oh. And I think we find out she is. I think next week, that's exactly what we find out, that she's going crazy. She is so invested in him. These guys are in there. They need some contact. But the minute they're out, I can't see him wanting to be with her.
No. And they had minimal interaction before he went to prison.
Oh, yeah. Very little.
So this is very, very new.
It's new, but she's been there for him this whole time. She's like biting him. It was so uncomfortable.
It was weird. Like, yeah.
He also is not all tatted up.
No.
Like prison tattoos.
No.
He has tattoos, but not the neck or the face or anything.
Right. Well, he says that she's borderline obsessive, which I think she totally is. Now, did they have sex in the car wash?
Wait, in the previews?
No, in the last part of the...
Oh, I didn't see that.
They were in the car wash and it was all getting hot and heavy.
Oh, no, I did not even see that.
And they led you to believe, Anne, that they were having sex in the car wash.
I don't want him to have sex with her.
Well, it's going to happen. Her.
He's probably a fucking asshole, but it doesn't matter.
He probably is, but I feel like he's going to be out and then see what else is out there.
Definitely.
And then she's going to be way too overpowering and obsessive, and he's going to fly.
He's flying. Quaylen and Chevelle.
Yes. The party. The party. Mm.
So the moms are having this discussion where his mom is saying she shouldn't have bought him that truck because she's trying to buy his love.
Yeah, but the mom was so happy when he had the truck, and she was so excited. Oh, my God. This is your truck. And then she comes back later and says she's not happy because she's trying to bribe him.
But he doesn't even have a license.
He doesn't have a license. The truck, by the way, had some duct tape closing the hood, keeping the hood down.
So I went and searched his Instagram because you told me about it.
I know. Did you see what I was saying?
Yeah. There's no pictures of her on the Instagram. There's one video of the show on the Instagram.
Yeah.
He only has 45 to 300 likes on things. It's weird. It's a weird...
A lot of rapping, a lot of weed smoking.
Yeah. One picture of him and her daughter. I don't think they're together. I don't think they are either.
But he's partying pretty hard.
Yeah, he only has 4,800 followers. These guys think they're really hot shit. Like, I feel like he thinks he's hot shit right now on there. It's like you have 4,800 followers. Like, come on.
Calm down.
Calm it down. Reality's going to set in for you very quickly. This is not a primetime show.
No.
We are the really lame people who watch this show.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Nobody else watches. Also, did you see there's the show on, it's like, Where Are They Now? Love After Lockup. No, thank you. It's the same fucking people.
Yeah.
It's awful. They're trying to do the same thing they did with 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah. I don't care about any of
them
anymore.
Too much.
So then we have John and Christiana. Ooh, that was kind of exciting.
Well, I know, and I kind of felt bad for Christiana because she was applying for a job. She did ask for an application. She was just trying to have a little bite to eat. And that parole officer or halfway house
wiped her the fuck up.
Took her out, and she might not be able to leave again.
I don't understand why you can't eat and ask for her. She did ask for an application.
She did.
Can't
she did.
Check the film.
Yeah. Check the footage, man. She wasn't lying.
She did. No wonder she sneaks out. They are really strict there.
Was she not supposed to be with someone? I mean, how else is she supposed to get around?
He got permission to drive her around because then he said, "Ooh, I wonder if I'm not going to be able to drive you around anymore."
But she could have filled out an application while she was eating her lunch.
They were going to.
Poor her.
Man, that was really sad.
That was sad. I felt for her. I felt for her.
I did too.
So then Shonda and Tyrese.
Okay, Shonda is not at all interested in Tyrese and his big blue suit. She's not.
Oh, my God. She can't wait to get to that bus station fast enough.
Oh, I mean, she was totally not into him. She just wanted that $200 and to get on that friggin' bus.
Well, and they, when they show her in the confessional, we've said this before, she looks fantastic. She has this blonde hair. You can tell she looks clean. She's not on anything. And she's like, yeah, you know, in there it was fine, but once you're out, it's a whole different story. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, because it's not real when you're in there. You're getting money from these people, but you don't have to actually be with
them. And she kind of needed him to drive her to the bus stop. He gave her $200.
And she's like, okay, I got to go. I got to go. The bus is leaving. They're boarding. Got to go.
I'll call you later. Never to be heard from again.
Probably not. Now, she's going to Kansas, 4 hours away somewhere. Mm. And he's just a poor, pathetic soul.
Yeah, he's waiting for her to call. She still hasn't called. His son shows up at his house. This is so stupid, fake shit. He has a hole in his couch right behind his head.
Yeah.
Yet he makes his son take off his shoes to walk on that pretty rug. But I have a hole in my couch. But take off your shoes.
Yeah.
Stupid. Stupid.
Tyrese.
I don't want her to contact him because I don't like him.
I don't either. I think he's on the show because he wants to be on the show.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't believe him.
No. Anybody else on there? No. Okay. So Gina did not watch 90 Day What Now?
No. So what happened? Fill me in.
I'm going to just give you the...
I thought it was on hiatus.
Well, you know, these shows move so freaking slow that you're not missing anything. Love After Lockup is on hiatus also till October. So we have a little break there. So 90 Day What Now, Jess and Colty, they pick up where... Colty tells her, you know, I sent dick pics to 8 girls. I haven't been a very good boyfriend. No shit. So then while they're fighting, Mama Deb comes down. What's all this fighting going on? Jazz, why are you yelling at him? He was never with, what's her name? What's the girl?
Vanessa.
They were never together, or they're not together now. She kind of like stops herself.
Does she know about the dick pics or does it come out?
No, but what Jess says to Mama Deb is, you're a woman. See my position here. You as a woman, you have a boyfriend. He's doing all this. How would you feel? Would you like that? And Deb's like, a boyfriend? I never had a boyfriend except my son. She says, you're right. No, I understand how you feel. So then Jess pretty much leaves. And a little while later, Jess and Larissa meet up for lunch, which was absolutely fantastic. Seeing them together was fantastic. The funny part is here they're both Brazilian and they're speaking in English. They needed to be speaking in their native language and then having subtitles to make it a little more real.
Speaking the Portuguese.
Yeah. Larissa's like, yeah, I tried to warn you. He's a dog. But then Jess is telling Larissa, I think he's doing all of this stuff to try to get your attention and get you back. So that's just so stupid.
And just like Larissa's trying to do all this to piss Colty off. Very tangled web.
Yes, it is. So then they go to Andre and Elizabeth.
Have they gotten married yet?
No. Gina, it's going on and on about this. Andre, the reason why he left his country. And so finally the sister says, so you left because you were worried that you were going to be put in prison because you didn't want to follow along with what the police force was doing and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, yeah, that's why I left. I was a good guy. So now they're like, oh, okay. Andre's a good guy. And then Elizabeth's saying, I didn't know any of this. You didn't tell me any of this. He's like, I told you all of it. No, you didn't. I had no idea. Fake as fuck.
Yeah.
Stupid. He would have told her it's stupid. So then Asuelo and Kalani go and see a therapist. Mm. He wants to see a male Samoan therapist.
Good God.
In the middle of where? Utah?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't think that's possible. I will get you a male therapist and a translator. And he's like, yes, I would like that, which I agree with. He's saying things are getting lost in translation, which they are. So they did, and they're trying to work on things. You know, he's used to being the head of the household. That's the way he was raised, and that's the way he grew up. And so they're going to work on it. Of course, they're going to be fine.
They're still together. Yeah. They post stuff on Instagram all the time.
Michael and Angela, they still have not gotten married, but they got there. They fought. Then finally she puts on the dress, and... The bra's too small, Gina.
The bra's
she is
too small?
Busting out of it. It's awful. She's like, well, too late now. She has a guy come do her hair. She was screaming, it hurt so much. It was so fried.
What was he doing?
Well, the weirdest part is he's straightening. It actually looked kind of good. And then he pulls it the frick up in this tight bun.
She doesn't have enough hair.
No, he puts on a fake ponytail.
Oh, my God.
Like, just pull it back and put on the pony. He spent so much time straightening that thing.
Oh, my God.
And she wore a crown, but they didn't get married yet. I mean, they will.
Well, they have their ceremony, their Nigerian ceremony, but they're not legally married.
No, but she keeps saying, I'm so nervous. I don't know. I'm having an anxiety attack. Why? It's fake.
It's fake.
And she even admits, even if we get married, I don't know if he's ever going to be able to come over. Well, then why are you so nervous about this?
And why are you making us watch this?
Why do we have to? Why is it going on and on and on and on? Sinjin and Tanya, man, she's a lot. The father tells her, like, we've seen another side of you. Like, they are really dogging on Tanya. And then they go to meet with his best friends, you know, the ones she stayed with.
Yeah.
And they start screaming at each other in front of them.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's crazy. And she's like, you told me that you were going to be stable and get your act together. And it's been 2 years. And that's why it's like, Tanya, what do you do? Well, how are you stable? It doesn't make any sense. But they were screaming at each other.
Mm.
Kind of nuts. I think they're probably okay now, but...
Wow. So I missed out.
Sort of. And then Karini and Paul. Ooh.
Well, this That's one where just he took makes her, me sad now.
He took her to the water treatment plant. It was so
dumb.
Oh,
God. I saw that. That was from last week. They showed a clip of why did he take her there? For what?
He said, I'm going to take you because I want to apply for a job here. I want to talk to the guy about a job, and to have my wife and child here will look better. He's
never,
such an asshole. So
never.
They do this like fake little tour. It's raining. She's like, why are you taking me here? And then he goes, by the way, sir. Is there any jobs available? He's like, no, sorry. Okay, thank you for taking
that
us for a tour.
That was the extent of
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And then she's like, I want to go home and visit my family. She's only been there 2 months, by the way.
Yeah.
He has no money. He says, okay, let's go to Brazil. Where is he getting this fucking money to fly them to Brazil? So next week, they're going back to Brazil.
From the show. He's not a well person.
But they are taking so long with these stories. They really need to amp it up. 90 day, come on. Okay, here's something I found at Temptation Island. Started filming in Hawaii. So that's
oh,
good. Yeah. So they could be coming out. I don't know when they said. I forget when they said. But they started, I guess, in March doing it. And then the people in Hawaii had this big uproar like, you can't be filming here during COVID.
COVID, yeah.
So they
Hawaii
stopped.
Is pretty strict.
Mm-hmm. And now they're back. They're doing it in one huge resort. So all the guys and girls are going to be in one resort. It's going to be 2 months long instead of 1 month.
Oh, yeah, because normally we know this. Ooh, can we get the screeners again?
I contacted our contact
okay.
today, and she said, yeah, I mean, if we're doing it, we'll send it to you. We'll keep you
Excellent.
Posted. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, my God. Temptation Island is the best.
I think I don't know. Love Island right now is so good.
Love Island is good, but Temptation Island is
Temptation
good
Island,
too.
They're a little older. 2 months away is a long period of time.
That's a long time. Yeah, that's a really long time to be away from your significant
and they're
other.
At the same resort. Are they going to be running into each other?
Maybe.
This should be good. Gina. Have a wonderful wedding weekend.
Yes, it's kind of surreal, but I hope
yeah,
to.
You will.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week. Maybe one show. Probably. I don't know. We'll
yeah,
play it by
we'll
ear.
Play it by ear.
We have a lot. You know, we've got Married at First Sight, Australia.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, tonight is our Roni.
I know. I can't wait for this
one. So we're going to have to wait till next week to chat about it. So also, be ready this weekend for the giveaway, the Bachelor giveaway.
Yes.
Give us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be amazing. You don't even have to write a review. Just scroll and push those 5 stars.
No, it's super helpful for us. Yeah. So we appreciate it. And
yes,
thank
we do.
You.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.